Monday Vayechishir 198, we're holding Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin. David HaMelech is describing how the Ribbono Shel Olam saved him. Yishlach Mimoraim Yikacheni. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent his help, Mimoraim Yikacheni, and he took me. He saved me. He took me away from the enemies. Yamsheni Mimayim Rabim. He pulled me out. Yamsheni means to pull somebody out. Pulled me out from many waters. Waters is a mashal for the tsaris and the oivim, the enemies. And this is an important concept, David HaMelech is saying. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sends a person to Yeshua, he's sending it mimarim. We view the Ribbono Shel Olam as being all the way in Shemayim, he's removed. Yet he said the Ribbono Shel Olam is in Shemayim, but he's yishlach mimarim. He sends all the way from Shemayim, he sends and he takes me, yikacheni. He took me, yamsheini mimayim rabim, pulled me out from mayim rabim, pulled me out of my tsara. Part of the reason why a person feels that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to save him is because he looks at the Ribbono Shel Olam as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'marim, and he's far away. And the Yeshua is very far away, and for the Ribbono Shel Olam to ke'ilu step out of bounds and make a move is very, so to speak, something that's not mistaver. Zok David HaMelech, it's not true. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent mimarim from where he is, from the heights of where he is. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent me from mimarim, and he took me out, and he pulled me out, imayim rabim. And again, this is a pasuk in a shira that a person can say. And the purpose of a shira is a person to recognize and realize when the Ribbono Shel Olam brings a person to Yeshua, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is reaching out from Arim, from far up, and he's bringing you Yeshua, he's saving you, and he's just like he saved you from this, he can save you in the future. A person should never view the Ribbono Shel Olam as being far away, as being removed, because that removes a person's ability to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.